Back to Gaza now and to that rising Palestinian death toll we mentioned earlier. It now stands at more than 600 people killed, many of them civilians. That sparked angry protests among Palestinians in the West Bank. But those protests are usually shut down pretty quickly, often by the West Bank's own Palestinian security forces. Here's more from Rebecca Collard in Ramallah.
A few hundred Palestinians demonstrate against Israel's bombardment of the Gaza Strip, draped in traditional Palestinian keffiyeh and hoisting placards calling Israel's attack on Gaza not war but genocide. They march down a main street in Ramallah. Their destination is Beit Eil, an Israeli settlement and military installation in the heart of the West Bank. But they are stopped, not by the Israeli army, but by a row of around 40 Palestinian police officers with riot shields and batons. The crowd chants for them to open the road, but they hold their position. The anger now is not just directed against Israel, but also against their own Palestinian government. Basma is among the protesters.
We couldn't make it because, as you see, there's the Palestinian security forces. They are here and they blocked the way in front of us to reach there.
Under the Oslo Accords, American-trained Palestinian security forces are mandated to cooperate with Israel. This cooperation includes controlling protests, arresting activists and militants, and even planning the assassination of a shared Hamas political foe. And when the Israeli army wants to enter a Palestinian area, Palestinian forces stand down. Basma is appalled by the deal.
Unfortunately, till now, our authority is still considered this security coordination as a sacred agreement, which is, we feel, it's a humiliation for our rights and it's a humiliation for us. Because in this way, they protect the Israelis and attacking us.
In the last two decades, security cooperation has remained intact, though often covertly. Only at the height of the Second Intifada, for a few years, did this agreement break down, as some of the Palestinian security forces turned against the Israeli army. But even during Israel's Operation Cast Lead in 2008, which killed over 1,300 Palestinians in Gaza, the Palestinian Authority forces in the West Bank continued this cooperation. Halil Shaheen is director of research at the Palestinian Center for Policy Research and Strategic Studies. He chides the Palestinian Authority for not playing its cards right to protect Palestinian lives.
One of the most effective cards is stopping the security coordination with the Israelis, because Israel should know that there is a price for its continuous policies.
Many at this protest are asking the Palestinian leadership to use their bargaining chips now as a way to end the offensive in Gaza.
They are standing still. It's the 10th day of the offensive and they still haven't taken any concrete measures to alleviate the pain that our people are living in.
For Basil Abid, cooperation with the Israeli army, particularly while that army attacks Gaza, is unacceptable.
And I think security coordination is at the base of the Israeli occupation of Palestine, because it kind of puts another occupation but in Palestinian military or civilian clothes. So it's much more hurtful than the Israeli occupation, actually. The oppressor becomes your own people.
As Israel escalates its offensive in Gaza, it's unlikely there will be any disruption to this cooperation. And for many, like Basil, this feels doubly oppressive. For The World, I'm Rebecca Collard in Ramallah.